we used to call it the living room, but the living room was really up in the front part of it. We lived back here, we called it the living room.
Did you ever hear any?
But the living room's up there.
Kitchen and
dining room. Well, this is a room, that's the kitchen and the dining room, and then it's got a bedroom here and a front room up there, and there's two bedrooms right straight back here.
What's the difference between a front room and a living room?
Well, I don't know, it just called it that way, I guess. I wouldn't know what's any difference at all. But they just called it front room and living room.
What about what's out there if you walk out on the
Yeah, that's a porch.
Gallery.
Yeah.
What's a gallery?
Well, that was what they call a porch now. Back in the olden time, that's all they ever called it, a gallery. And now people call it a porch.
Any other names that people
have? No, not that I know of.
And a little room off the kitchen where you can store canned goods and things like that.
Yeah.
We don't have one.
No, we don't have one, but they used to call that a storeroom. A little storeroom, yeah. Lots of houses had that in there, where they stored the canned stuff and things, yeah.
Mama didn't have a storeroom.
Yeah, it's a storeroom. A lot of houses are built with a storeroom.
Somebody made a bathroom out of it.
How did your teacher help when you were growing up?
Fireplace.
What do you call the thing that the smoke goes up through?
Chimney. Chimney.
And the thing up above across there.
That's the mantle.
Did you ever hear any other names for that?
No, that's all I know of. Mantle is all I ever heard them called. A lot of people call it mantelpiece. That's all I ever know.
Would you ever say mantelpiece?
Yeah. Say it yet. Mantelpiece, yeah.
And the part that comes out, like that stone part?
Yeah, that's the horn.
Fireplace, the things that you set the wood across on.
Dog-ons.
Any other
names
for them?
Far-ons, whatever you call them. Some people call them hand-ons, far-ons, dog-ons.
And say if you wanted to start a fire, what kind of wood would you use?
Well, you use pine. You used to get you some pine, spit it up fine, and put a strike of match and hold that pine up there and get it burning. And put it on and put some wood on it. Get it started.
Would you ever call that pine kindling or lighter?
Yeah, kindling, yeah.
Does kindling have to be pine or?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We wouldn't start a fire like that. Yeah, it'd have to be a kindling.
And you could take a big piece of wood and set that sort of toward the back of the fireplace. Maybe it'd burn all night long.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's back log.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Sure. Sure. Put a minion one on the fireplace and so it'd be fire in the morning. When you got up, there'd be some
there'd
be some good coals around there, and then you'd rake them coals out and put you some pine on there, kindling on there.
At night to keep them from burning.
Yeah. Before you go to bed at night, you take the ashes on the side and cover them coals up. Yeah. It's still there. I just closed it up. It's still a fireplace. But wood got too hard to get. I quit there.
Gas is getting hard to get.
Yeah, now.
The black stuff that forms in the fireplace, you call
charcoal?
Soot?
What?
What do you call that black?
Oh.
Soot?
Soot. Okay. It's in the chimney, yeah.
Mama, we don't supposed to answer.
And the stuff that you shovel out.
Well, y'all gonna kind of have to help me out because I can't.
Ashes.
I can't hear too good. You're gonna have to ask me.